Crosstalk Radio is sponsored in part by Love Work Recording Studios. Whether you need recording or mixing and mastering services, Love Work is all about quality and customer service. Check them out at theloveworkstudios.com or give them a call at 678-953-2170.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Double ATL in the building. My big homies, Big Pudge and Steph Swig. Crosstalk Podcast, you dig?
Talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephant in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
Crosstalk Radio.
Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan, all the way to the Netherlands.
We coming through like it's season two. Hit you with the crosstalk, yeah, you know how we do. Changing the world one show at a time. We the salt of the earth, bringing light to your mind. Universal conversations. We appreciate the love we got back from every nation. Really, it's an honor that y'all listen to us. Cause Big Pudge and Steph Swig will give it to you. Transparency, spiritually, life lessons and politics, the ultimate greed. What I'm saying ain't no boundaries. When we at this table, bringing awareness to the things we see. So rest yourself and enjoy the show. You're guaranteed to be intrigued by this crosstalk radio.
Oh, oh. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Crosstalk Radio. This is your man, Steph Swig.
And this is your man, Big Pudge.
Thank you. Y'all can keep that going. Keep it going.
As always, keep it going. Please, y'all. We love it every time.
I feel like a celebrity every time we come in here.
Every single time. You know, I feel like the world, I mean, them folks know me. I mean, we are known in other countries.
We know in other countries.
So I feel like we all big.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, we got a great show for you this afternoon, this evening, this morning, no matter what part of the globe you are.
Yeah, whatever time zone you in, we got a good show for you. Right. That's where we at today. Man, Pudge, you want to dive in or you want me to dive in? How you want to start it?
I guess we need to tell them what the topic of the show is.
Well, you seem talkative today. I'll let you do that.
I just, you know, I like to interrupt, you know, when you do your norm.
I know you do.
I like to interrupt your norm.
That's all right. I'm going to give you the whole Florida here.
Wait. I'm looking for the actual...
I want to read it, though. Can we get it?
Yeah, because I was, I don't even know what we call this. Like, what's the title of the... Because I'm...
I don't know how to call it, what the title is. We can tell you what's happening, though. Pastor Rick Warren, the guy who wrote the Purpose Driven Life book, also the pastor of Saddleback Church in Orange County, California, he is wanting to work together with other faiths to impact the world on a global level, from what I understand.
Yeah.
That's the basic, the gist of it. And Christians aren't happy about it. And I don't know all the information, but Pudge is going to give you information. I read the article, but I want him to read it out on the air so you can hear what they're saying.
And it's funny how he has Christian and Islam, Christ-lam.
Yeah, they're calling it Christ-lam. I don't think that's what he's calling it. I think
that's what they're calling it. Oh, that's what the article is calling it, Christ-lam.
Because he hasn't said anything about that, from what I can tell.
Christ-lam founder Rick Warren partnering with mosques to teach that God and Allah are the same. Defying some of the fellow conservative Christian critics, one of the most prominent religious leaders in the country told several thousand American Muslims on Saturday that the two largest faiths on the planet must work together to combat stereotypes and solve global problems. The plan's first step calls for Muslims and Christians to recognize they worship the same God. Interfaith reconciliation has been proceeding for years between Muslims and more liberal-leaning mainline Protestant denominations. So, let me go down. The NTEB has been reported on Rick Warren and Islam people will write and tell us, but Pastor Warren denies that any of this is true. To which we say, of course he does, and to a slight degree, he is correct. Most of the work that he has done to create Islam has been through parachurch groups like Kingsway that he is not officially involved with, but finances and nurtures. And then it has the Bible scripture, can two walk together except they be agreed? That's Amos 3:3.
Okay.
Adolf Hitler never once visited any of his concentration camps, and only one time ever putting anything in writing, so nothing could be tracked back to him. But obviously he did it. It didn't say it's clear when giving the what we call the speech that started the modern day. Then it has a link to click to see if you want to give the speech that started the modern day apostate Chrislam movement. So are they calling the Chrislam movement?
They call it that. Okay. And I tried to click the video. The video's not available, of course.
Okay. So that's crazy. Mm-hmm. So Rick Warren builds a Jesus-less bridge to Muslims.
That's what the headline says.
Let's
read it if it's ain't that.
Wow. Reverend Rick Warren, pastor of Saddleback Church in Lake Forest and one of America's most influential Christian leaders, has embarked on an effort to heal divisions between evangelical Christians and Muslims by partnering with Southern California Mosque and proposing a set of theological principles that includes acknowledging that Christians and Muslims worship the same God. The effort, informally dubbed Kingsway, caps years of outreach between Warren and Muslims. Warren has broken Ramadan fast at a mission, Viju Mosque, met Muslim leaders abroad, and addressed 8,000 Muslims at a national convention in Washington, D.C. Saddleback worshipers have invited Muslims to Christmas dinner and play interfaith soccer at a picnic in Irvine attended by more than 300 people. The game pitted pastors and imams against teams from both faiths. The teams won. Wow.
Yeah.
The effort by a prominent Christian leader to bridge what polls show is deep rift between Muslims and evangelical Christians culminated in December at a dinner at Saddleback attended by 300 Muslims and members of Saddleback's congregation. Hang on, I just feel like this is just awesome, the stuff I'm reading.
Just read there, man.
I'm sorry, man.
We got to get to our opinion.
From Stand Up From the Truth, this past Sunday, a major shift was announced by Pastor Rick Warren and his Saddleback Church in Orange County, California. That has many Christian leaders concerned as Saddleback hosted its celebration of Jesus. Attended by a number of Muslim communities in Southern California, something theologically significant happened at a dinner portion of the event. Only a select number of people were invited to the dinner. A document 1 year in the making was presented, which encourages Christians and Muslims to appreciate the similarities of our faiths. What does this mean? It is simply a way to reach out a helping hand to the communities in Southern California, or is something wrong, or is something more seriously happening? That's a question that they're posing. Okay. Defying some of his fellowship. We read that part already.
Okay.
Home. Saddleback in Orange County, California, home of Super Pastor.
See that double words in there?
Right. Homo Super Pastor Rick Warren, Dennis says, Obama inauguration, purpose-driven life, etc.
You can leave that out, man.
So, but and that's in hyphen. So, like, are you throwing that in there because of your emotions, your feelings? Like, mm-hmm. So are you not an Obama supporter?
Yeah. So,
like, I'm tripping because I'm like, this is an article, but you took time to throw a shot
mm-hmm.
in the middle of your article.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, so what it sounds like to me, which is reading, man. I read it myself. I'm sorry, guys. I'm eating. I'm hungry, man.
Yeah,
I'm
about to say, all that crackling and pop paper busting, that's not me.
Yeah, I'm going in on these little fiber bars. I'm hungry.
To where he's even asking me, do I want a bar in the middle of me reading? So I let you know he hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop reading for y'all, but yeah, let me get that bar, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, y'all. Let me open this up right quick.
Put it to the side for you, but anyway. What it sounds like to me is that... Well, it sounds like it reminds me of somebody tattling on somebody. That's what it sounds like. Like, Rick Warren's doing his thing, and then the writer of the article is just telling on him.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the article is misleading because nothing in there said anything contrary. Like, he, they made it sound like he's trying to water down our faith to appease Muslims, in a sense.
Right.
And it sounds like, even with the headline, he's, what, Jesus left the bridge. What did the headline say? It says something about,
Chris Lyon found a Rick Warren partnering with Moss to teach that God and Allah are the same.
No, it's another headline after that one.
The plan's first steps caused the Muslim Christians to recognize they worship the same God.
No, it's another headline. It's one about Jesus. It says bridgeless Jesus, a Jesusless bridge. That's what it was.
Oh, Rick Warren builds a Jesusless bridge to Muslims.
That's what I'm talking about. So right there, when you say that kind of stuff, it sounds like an accusation, mm-hmm. right? But nothing after that article said he built a Jesusless bridge at all.
Nothing at all.
Okay. So the whole article upsets me. I'm not upset that Rick Warren's doing what he's doing. I don't care about that. For one, we got, it's a lot of stuff we can address in this thing. For mm-hmm. one, I personally don't think that's wrong. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with him doing that. I don't see the difference between, God, you know what? Soapbox moment. I'm tired of religion, man. I hate religion. I do. Like, we got so many daggone rules, man. So many rules that we put in place that don't even, that we make rules where there ain't no rules. God said, the disciple of the nations, baptize them. He didn't say you can't mess with Muslims, you can't mess with this sect here. It's like almost like a gang in a sense. I hate that. Mm-hmm. And they talking about people can't walk together unless they agree. Show me two Christians that agree on everything. Show me two.
Right.
Me and you don't even agree on everything. We right. like each other, we cool.
And we, you can tell in our shows we don't always agree on everything.
We got a podcast together, but we do not agree on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't. And what he said, though, he said, work past our differences to make global impact.
Mm-hmm.
To change the world, help mm-hmm. the world. Like, that sounds like a Christian principle to me.
Right.
Then you got Jesus, Christians inviting Muslims to church, and they showing up.
And I don't even think anybody even, if you don't know anything about religion, that's, I'm not going to say it's against Muslims' religion, but for most Muslims that I know that are true to their religion, and really, they won't step foot inside of a church.
Yeah.
Only a mosque, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So when I said this is wow, this is awesome to me, is because I'm looking past all the shots and the slights that Arthur is actually taking, and I'm looking at what he's actually doing.
Yeah.
And the part that is blowing my mind is that y'all are having Christmas dinner together. They invited y'all to church, and y'all actually came.
Yeah.
Like this is so paramount. Okay, my sister, I have a younger sister at cerebral palsy. She's been in a wheelchair since she's been born.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Philly. And, you know, Philly is the, they have the biggest Muslim population in the world.
Okay.
So her caretakers are Muslims.
Okay.
They drop her off at church, and they don't step foot inside of the church.
Okay.
And it's just because they Muslims.
Yeah.
So for this man to be able to get 300 is what he said. Yeah. 300 people showed up.
Yeah,
to go inside of a church. That is the true definition of him bridging the mm-hmm. gap.
Yeah, let me ask you. So I hear you. I agree 110% with you.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus walked the planet and he called people to follow him, and they changed the world, he didn't ask them their beliefs.
Wow.
You know, when they fed the 5,000 people to the fish. He didn't ask them what they believe. He said, right. Come with me.
Are you a Moabite? Or are you an Amorite? He didn't ask you what you were.
No, he didn't care. It's about changing lives, impacting people.
Right.
Now, there's definitely theological differences in Muslims and Christians.
True.
But there's theological questions, differences between Baptists and Pentecostals and non-Kojic and non-denomination. But in marriages, there's people who you can both be saved and have different views on the Bible.
That is very true.
But what you do is you find that common ground and you move forward. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you get the theological differences. If you're making an impact and the fruit shows it, let it be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It upset me. Like, this dude is ministering to Muslims. They're coming together. Hey, it's put our differences behind us and mm-hmm. do what we can do. There's been a feud going on since the beginning of time, basically. And now, let's put that behind us. Let's work on the final what we got the same.
Right.
Now, when it comes to worshiping the same God, I'm not sure how I agree with that yet, but we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, when there's so many rules, how do you keep up with that? Mm-hmm. My point is, if you're going to not work with Muslims, so does that mean you can't work with people who don't believe now? Does that mean you can't work with the atheists and to feed the homeless? Does that mean you can't work with, you know what I'm saying?
That's very
Jews
good.
To feed the homeless or help people with AIDS? Is that what it means?
Right.
Are
right.
you taking applications now for people to get help? If I need help, help me.
Right.
If I need help changing the world, I need to go feed homeless people. Wait, let me ask you please first. Are you Christian? Okay, what kind of Christian
right.
are you? Okay, do you believe?
That makes no sense.
You know what I'm saying? Or you're not Christian? Okay, so nope, I don't need your help. The homeless people starving, but we don't need your help because you're Muslim.
Right.
We can't change the world together because we got different beliefs.
That's not even God's love.
No, it's not God's love.
That's not even God's
love. But when
love.
You break it down to it, I haven't read the whole Quran. I can't vouch for what it says, but I can say that there are scriptures in the Quran that do say that there are scriptures in the Quran that tell Muslims to kill people who are non-believers. So I can mm-hmm. say, according to Quran teachings, perhaps, Muslims are not as peaceful as they say they may portray. Mm-hmm. However, that does not mean that they live that way.
Right.
Just like the Bible, we all know what the Bible says, and we all know that there's not one Christian on the planet who lives by every single principle in the Bible.
Right.
We take what we want and leave the rest.
Right.
Because we're straying out. We'll talk about the homosexuality. We'll talk about adultery. We'll talk about fornication. We'll mm-hmm. talk about being in vain. We'll talk about all that. But when it comes to gluttony, boy, that does not happen. That is we
so we're not trying to talk about that. No, we're not trying to have a conversation. That's not even a real sin.
Matter of fact, when we have our church fellowship meetings and cookouts or whatever, hey, baby, get some more food. Ref plate, get some more of that food. Mm-hmm. We support it.
Right.
So you can't pick and choose. You're not supposed to pick and choose. So my point is, everybody's human, but at the end of the day, it's the greater good we're looking at. Mm-hmm. They didn't say Muslim. He's telling Muslims that Jesus ain't the only way. He didn't say that.
Right.
And then they never, all this stuff is all speculation. They didn't have one quote from Rick Warren in here. All that they said
you
was.
You noticed that. You noticed
all
that.
They said was that he denies it. That's his right. He denied it.
Right.
Okay, so, of course. What's wrong with having a parent company with King's Pasture, whatever it's not King's Pasture, King's, whatever it's called, King something, mm-hmm. to handle
King's
that?
King's Way.
King's Way to handle that. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Right.
Like the point is, if you know you're going to get this kind of backlash from your own believers who you're supposed to be right. trying to, you know, get to help you with this, why right. not go a different way about it?
Right.
You know, maybe he doesn't want it tied in the saddleback.
Right.
Conflict of interest. Hey, I do the sanctuary, but sanctuary and Crosstalk are two separate entities.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So it don't matter. But that bothers me and upsets me because we get so in our daggone way of making rules where there ain't no daggone rules, man.
Right.
And it's like, so again, it becomes a gang, almost like a gang issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, golly, you can't mess with these because this is this and this and this. I can't walk to this person because they secular or they believe this. I've seen Christians get bashed for taking pictures with secular artists.
Like, right.
Come on, man.
It's just that. Because I'm going back over the article, man. Like, you know, I believe that was even strategic to have Christian and Muslim adults team up together against the Christian and Muslim kids.
It's interfaith. You're bringing people together.
Right,
like,
right.
What's the problem?
And you know, and just the fact out now, whether they let the teens win or not, the fact that, you know, the teens won, just being a teenager and me having teenagers that have two different beliefs and seeing that they can intertwine with one another, mm-hmm. man, like, is anybody even realizing, like, how much good that's instilling in these teens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're showing teens at a young age that, yeah, you may believe that Jesus was just a prophet, and I believe he's the Messiah, but we can still have those two different beliefs and still be kind to each other, still be nice True. To each other, and still come together to make this world a much better place.
Exactly, and I'm going to add something to that, and I agree with you. Mm-hmm. And that should be the first thing, is showing that love and everything.
Right.
However, how can you reach a Muslim with the love of Christ if you don't do anything with them? When you sow into people's lives together, when we partner with people mm-hmm. to help other people, it's a bonding that takes place.
That's true.
Despite our beliefs, if me and you went to help homeless folks move, we serve on the street, me and you bonding because we just like, yo, look what we just did.
Right, right.
We, you know, we put our differences aside and we did it.
Right.
So I don't see a problem with that. Like I said, it's not like he's compromising. You know, I don't feel like there's nothing scriptural. You could take it and make it lean however you want to lean. You know, I do agree you can't walk to the same place if you don't agree, but that's right. How much are you agreeing on? You know?
Exactly.
But
exactly.
At the same time, I look at the scripture where it says the devil can't cast himself on. They said Christ is healing demons because he's a demon. What am I trying to say? When he's casting out demons, they were saying he was basically the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
But And he was like, you can't cast out that. Right. A house divided won't stand.
Right.
So my point is, with this situation here, they're working together. They're working together.
Right.
And
right.
I think healing's taking place.
Right.
This has been a rift between Christians. Everybody knows Christians and Muslims don't rot together.
Right.
Even with me, I don't have a problem with Muslims. I just assume because someone's Muslim, they're going to be attacking my faith. I assume
right.
that. Just because that's what I've heard or been taught or whatever. I don't think that's the case all the time. I have Muslims that I don't have any Muslim friends that I'm aware of. However, I've talked with Muslims and it's been a cool conversation.
Right.
I have
right.
friends that they were. I did have a Muslim friend at one point. The only thing was, I know that he fasted certain times a day. He did come hang out with me. We went to party. Right. We partied together. You know, we had a good time. It was never like, oh, you Muslim, because we can't be together.
Right.
So it's like, why perpetuate that? If you have a chance to bring any kind of healing together, why not do it?
Right.
Now, when it comes to him saying, now they Muslims and Jews worship the same God, I'm not sure about that. Or serve the same God. I don't know. Because Christians say we worship Jesus as God. Muslims say Jesus was a mere prophet. So that might be a little technical difficulty there. However,
right.
Jesus tells us to worship the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, when they say Allah, they're calling on the Father. I don't know for sure. That's just my understanding from a conversation I've had. I don't think the belief systems are that different between Muslims and Christians from what I've learned.
Mm-mm.
Like they both had, especially when it comes to the Old Testament. The Old Testament is very similar. They have the Moses story. They have the Genesis story, the creation story. They have the Noah Ark, the flood story. They have a lot of the same beliefs. Only thing changes, from what I understand, is contrary thing I see is that the Muslims believe Jesus was a prophet, and they don't believe he's a literal son of God.
Right.
That is an issue. Yeah, I get it.
Right.
But is an issue big enough so say I can't play soccer with you, that we can't team up to change the world?
Right.
That I can't invite you to my like they fine, we have technical difficulties. Hey, I think they're doing what grown men should do. If me and Pudge have a disagreement, depending on how bad the disagreement is, depends on how we respond. Like, we disagreed over text messages before, but if it's an issue that we haven't, what I would honestly do, and Christians are, look, I'm a grown man, I'm free in my thing. What I would do, I would invite Pudge over for a beer, and we would sit down and we'd talk it out.
Right.
That's how I would do it.
Right, right.
If I have friends who don't, believe in the Bible like I do. So what happens is we have a beer together and we talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
And most time I'm able to educate them on the misunderstandings that they had about the Bible.
Right.
It's a dialogue that takes place.
Right, right.
That's a great thing. But I don't know if Muslims and Jews worship the same God.
No, they don't. And it's funny you said that because I'm curious who this dude is or who this woman is, whoever wrote this article, because it's funny how when you do an article, you can tailor the article to like what it is you're talking about or strongly dislike what you're talking about. And his article is really more towards like disliking everything that's going on. So now there are some things that are being said that like you were just saying that I do agree. I don't really know if I was always told Allah simply is another name for God.
That's what I was told.
You know, so you have somebody that now of course, you know, when you read these articles, people can respond and write reviews on these articles.
Mm-hmm.
Every review I'm seeing is against. It's almost like he made sure he took out anybody that was saying that they're for it.
Yeah.
He made sure their comments didn't get on his page. Because there's a lot of responses and everybody's against what he's saying. I mean, you even got one person says, yes, Satan is the God of Islam.
I've heard that before,
Now, this one person says, God and Allah are not the same. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, John 3:16. Allah has no son, Quran 23:91. Go ahead.
Oh, man, because I don't have the scriptures in the Quran, but me and you just listened to that dude, that Muslim guy, talk about how he found Jesus in the Quran.
Yeah, 25 or 26 times he found him.
In the Quran, in the Quran, from what he was saying, that the Quran describes Jesus as being the Word of God.
Right.
Also describes Jesus being part of the Creator.
And the Spirit. Right.
Well,
the Trinity, pretty much.
They described that. A Muslim described that. About the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, the issue that I think Muslims have with Jesus being the Son of God, they feel like it's blasphemy to call someone else God other than God himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue they have with, from what I gather.
Okay.
To worship somebody else other than God. Because they, you know, look at Jesus as the human form.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And I understand that.
Yeah, I get that part too.
But I never worshiped Jesus as the human. I worshiped the Spirit of Christ.
Right. Exactly.
The one that was here before the foundations were laid.
Right.
But when I heard that article listened to that video about the Muslim talking, man, when he's talking about Jesus was in the Bible more than Muhammad was, or in the Quran more than Muhammad was, and they give more honor to Mary. Mary has her own book in the Quran.
Right.
And when he's talking about God said Jesus was the Word, and then he said even translated where it says Jesus Christ in the Quran.
Right.
It's like, why is the same thing the Bible says?
Right. Right.
So I don't think it's that much of a difference. Yes, I don't know exactly who Allah is in a sense, but even when he was talking, he called God Allah. That Christian Muslim, he called, can you say Christian Muslim? I don't. Either way, he called God Allah.
Yeah. And again, I believe that's just another name for God when it comes to him. This other person says the Quran denies that Jesus is the Son of God and also that he died on the cross for our sins, which is the very foundation of Christianity. Yes, they do. You know, so that's the only thing I didn't agree with is if you want to say we're serving the same God, then God,
yeah.
which is what he is. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do serve that together.
Yeah.
So, and I got family that's Muslims. I have friends that's Muslims. And that's the one thing that we've always agreed on. Like, you say God, I say Allah. It's the same person. It's the mm-hmm. same being that we absolutely serve. The friction that I always catch is when it's time to talk about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the conversation normally goes left on both sides. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where the disagreements come in at.
Yeah.
So the question is, he's saying that we all have to recognize and realize that we all serve the same. Well, if you're saying same faith, I can't agree with that.
Yeah.
If you're saying the same God, we are. We actually are. And that's a broad statement. But it's the truth though. We are serving the same. And like I said, I haven't read the Quran in its entirety, nowhere near, you know. So, but I do know that we all serve. We all. They consider God Allah. That is what they call him. We consider God God. But my thing is, that's what he is. He has so many different names.
He
got so many names, and I believe Allah is one of the names. He's Jireh. He's
Jehovah.
He's Shalom. You
Elohim.
Know,
all of them.
Right. Yahweh. Tiskanu. Yahweh. I mean, he's so many different names. So it's like, and honestly, when we call on, like when we need that actual one, the reason why he has all these names is because when you need protection. You know, you're supposed to call on, you know, Jehovah Nissi, which is God my banner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you need God to provide you with anything, whether it's money, shelter, whatever, you call on Jehovah Jireh. You know, well, let me say God my provider. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you, man. And I agree 100%. Those are all attributes.
Mm-hmm.
However, let me explain something to people. What people fail to realize, even me sometimes in the conversation, I say God too. But at the end of the day, God is not a name. It's a title.
Exactly. It's what he is. Right. It's what he is.
So if you call your God Allah, Jehovah, Elohim, Abba, Father, those are all names of God.
Mm-hmm.
But God itself is a title. But right. From what I understand, there are Christians in those countries,
right,
Arabian countries, that refer to God as Allah over. That's how they call God over there, because it's the language.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I've heard. I don't know how true that is.
Right.
It doesn't sound that far-fetched to me.
Right.
Because I'm a Christian. By definition, because I'm right. But you and I pray. You say God. You say I hear you say Abba Father before.
Mm-hmm.
I say Father God, Most High.
Right.
But we all know it's the same God we're talking about.
Right.
So I don't see the real difference.
Right.
You know, it's just crazy how people get so caught up on the little stuff, majoring over minors. People call it majoring over minors, and Christians are good about that.
Right.
I hate it.
Right.
But I'm not bashing anybody. I just hate closed-mindedness in religion. Religion, I feel like, hinders people from coming to God for real.
Right.
Like, that would turn me off from any religion, just that conversation alone. And I don't think it's right. That's all I really got to say about that, man. But I have no problem with it. I don't, like I said, the debate is not really whether it's the same God they serve, but I do believe they are.
Right.
The difference is Christ Jesus.
And that's a huge difference, and that's monumental. You know, that's not no small difference.
It's not.
You know.
It's not a small difference. By far. But they're not saying this is the way to get to heaven. And what they're saying is, let's put our differences aside.
right,
to help the people on this planet, this side of the spectrum. They're not saying, okay, well, for the sake of y'all going to heaven, we're going to come together. No,
right.
They're saying, for the sake of, in my mind, bringing heaven to earth,
right,
this is how we're going to do it.
Right.
But you cannot minister effectively to people if you don't work with people, if you're going to isolate them every time.
Right.
And I honestly think the more open-minded people are, the better we are. Not open-minded to the point where your brain falls out on the ground, but to the point where you open your eyes to different things. Like people that grow up in the hood and never get out of that hood, they don't understand stuff until they get out of that hood. Like you
right.
go to a different state, different city. I know people that grew up in the hood say what changed
right.
their mindset, opened their mindset, was getting out of the hood to see different things. See that
right.
that's, it's more to life than just is my small way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say to any believer that has an issue with this, maybe you should be around some Muslims and actually have an open-minded conversation. Not conversion conversation, but
open-minded conversation. As in, take heed. Take consideration of what are they saying. Take heed to what they're saying.
Yeah.
So you can understand where their mindset is.
Or understand why we believe this. If you're trying to reach me, you can't come at me criticizing my beliefs. You're not going to reach me that
especially
way.
Especially you can read up on another belief or religion, but if you don't have full understanding, all you did was just read up on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got it. It's to me personally, I can't read the Quran and then think I'm going to get full understanding of it. Like, I need to read the Quran, then sit with some Muslims and, you know what I'm saying, and converse with them and then really get, you know what I'm saying, a full belief out of it. Because to me, there's attributes to every religion.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? And one of the main attributes that I highly respect Muslims for is their discipline.
Yeah.
There's self-discipline, too. You know, not even having somebody make you pray five times a day. It's a discipline to where you want to honor God in that life.
Yeah, I'm even going to say, I admire that to this day.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Still to this day. It's to me, it's monumental because that's something that our religion, to me, struggles with.
Yeah.
You know, but it's one thing when your mind, you have programmed your mind to make sure no matter what comes, hell or high water, you pray. I have been in restaurants, man, where I've seen Muslims, you know, we busy in the kitchen. And I've had a Muslim dude tell my kitchen manager straight up, it's almost sundown. I need to go pray. And he did not give two spitballs how busy that restaurant
was. That's what
I'm talking
about.
Saying? And respectfully, because you have to respect someone's religion in corporate America, he had to go let him pray. And the funny part was, not funny, but how serious it was pouring down raining. My man went outside, he got a little cardboard, went outside, came back in soaking wet. But he came back in. Still positive energy, still ready to go. His station, them 5 minutes he was gone, was smothered in tickets. He was joyful the whole time.
That's awesome.
It wasn't even like he was upset or not like that prior to, but it was like that recharged his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I'm saying, it just amped him up. But I'm just like, I just looked at that and was just like, that is just so dope. Like he loves God that much. He don't care about no job.
Yeah.
What anybody got to say? This is the most important thing to him, and he must do this. I had a roommate, man. You know, me and him ain't get along, but when I say, man, I was talking last time I spoke to him, I had a real deep conversation. Literally in the middle of the conversation, his phone alarm went off, and he put his finger, hold on, and went to praying right there in the car with me. Muslim.
How'd he pray?
In the Hebrew language or the Arabic language. Like he actually, and he American, straight from New York.
Wow.
But he was praying in the actual language. And another thing I respect about them so much, they pray the original way. A lot of this whole American let's hold hands things, that's only in America, where when you pray, you holding hands. Even if you look in the Bible days, they held their hands out like they was reaching out for something, like almost like waiting for an offering to come. But that's how you're supposed to pray because your hands are supposed to be out for whatever it is God has to receive for you.
I hold hands. I think people get that, though, in Americans. I think when the Bible talks about touch and agree,
uh-huh.
I think that's where it comes from.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't feel like it hinders your prayers.
No. I don't feel like it hinders it either. It's just that they are more so more intact with the original way of
doing
things.
They're studious. They study.
Yeah.
They really try to adhere to it.
Right, and I love that. I've actually been in churches where they have a church in a Jewish custom. You know, yeah. and it's, it amazed me the first time I saw it because I thought something was real wrong. I'm like, oh, these folks being all extra, you know. But come to find out that that's how they have church. Like, you're not going to walk in the church over there and on that side of the world, and you're going to see whoever the bishop, whoever is preaching. Mm-hmm. You're going to see two people standing in front of them like they're statues. Mm-hmm. They may look like bodyguards, but they're there for spiritual reasons why they're standing there.
Okay.
And that's custom.
That's dope.
Yeah, so, and it's a lot of things, like my mother, she follows a lot of the Jewish customs and whatnot because that is that, like God always, no matter what we got going on in the United States of America and our personal lives, he wants you to love this world and keep praying for them third world countries. Israel, like mm-hmm. he's Jerusalem. We're supposed to be consistently praying for them. So my thing is, if God is telling you that that's what he wants you to do, then it's obvious that it's something that, like, when people take that and they be like, okay, let me actually look at the custom of how things is done over there so I can actually, like, if I don't want to just pray for the nation. I want to learn more about the nation, know what it is they do. And then some people start actually walking into that. Like, their calendar is so different from ours.
Mm-hmm.
And if people would actually, like, follow the Jewish, like, calendar, I think it would just humble a lot of people. It will humble a lot of people.
Man, you said a lot. All right, so I'm back.
Did he I'm say,
back. I'm back.
I'm back.
I'm back. No. as you was talking, man, it was just hit me. I agree 100% what you said and everything. That's dope. I think it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they have that kind of discipline. I love the fact that people stick to custom. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Two things came to mind, though. It's like, for one, God is bigger than religion. That's what people have to understand. Man. God is bigger than religion. Abba Father, Yahweh, Yeshua, they're bigger than religion.
Mm-hmm.
Man created religion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's one thing I want people to understand. And when it comes to stuff, people are all hypocrites. People, not just Christians, not Muslims. We all have an area in our life that's not consistent because we're human.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to bring it real to people. So because Muslims and Christians don't have the same belief system, you feel like it's wrong to go to their church, support that or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because you think they anti-Jesus. They might be. I don't think they're anti-Jesus. I think they just don't believe the way we do. Right. Now, Pudge, let me bring it home for them. What you watch on TV is anti-Jesus. Some of the shows I watch on TV is anti-Jesus.
Give me an example. What do you mean when you say anti-Jesus?
Any show... If you go basically any secular show, they're not showing you anything Christ-like on any on most secular shows. And you're not talking about the superhero shows. Homosexuality all throughout the whole show.
Right.
All right. Okay. Even with homosexuality not being a part of it, you got fornication happening throughout the whole show. You got Sabrina the Teenage Witch show. Oh, that's a straight demonic show. But people watch that.
That's true.
But we have a problem with coming together with Muslims. We have a problem with going to a mosque and trying to understand it. We feel so convicted on that. But our music speaks, most music we probably listen to speaks contradictory to Christ's teachings.
Right.
Killing, stealing, robbing, sleeping around. Those are not Christ's teachings. That's right. Antichrist too. Antichrist just means against teachings. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
So my point is, because I'm thinking about going to a mosque actually, not to try to convert, just to learn.
Right.
But I think, you know, some people, I felt convicted on it before, but I think it was my own convictions. Not the Holy Spirit conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm firm in my faith to know what's right. I mean, who God is.
Right.
But I'm just saying is, people have issues with, they sometimes we pick and choose our issues. I don't think God's anywhere in some of the issues we pick and choose for ourselves.
Right.
My point is, when you go to work, most people don't work in a church. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Some people work in an establishment that doesn't one way, sway, or other about Christ or not.
Right, right.
So stop trying to make everything so exclusive to Christianity.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. My point is, again, my point is this. Allow the Holy Spirit to convict you. Allow him to convict you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel convicted just based on what people are saying.
Right.
Don't create conviction where there isn't any conviction.
Right.
Now, the Holy Spirit convicts you on going to Muslim churches, that's fine. That might mean maybe you're not there where you need to be there. That's fine.
Right.
And if you're strong enough, maybe God don't want you there for some reason.
Right.
However, don't hinder people coming together just on... when they try to put differences aside or start calling people, because even that article, it does seem like it's kind of slandering Rick Warren.
It's definitely slandering. It's definitely
even that article was not a Christian article based on that. Mm-hmm. The Bible says don't slander people. And also, when it comes to intentions, the Bible says God weighs the hearts of men. We don't mm-hmm. know people's intentions.
Right.
We never really can tell. We might feel like we know. We might have some discernment, but it says God weighs the heart of man.
Right.
So you can't say, well, especially if you never had a conversation with Rick Warren, you can't say what he's really trying to do.
That's true.
I don't care. It's not just Rick Warren. It's anybody with Joel Osteen, right. with all the mega pastors. You can't say their intentions. You don't know.
That's true. That's
you don't know true. My intentions.
Right.
That's you know, true. But at the end of the day, man, let's stop creating rules where there ain't any rules. Seriously, let's stop. It's 2019, man.
Right.
These wars have been going on for so long between Christians and Jews and Muslims. And you got somebody trying to bridge that gap mm-hmm. for the betterment of all mankind, betterment of the world. And y'all trying to hinder that? Y'all got an issue?
Right.
Why y'all up in y'all four walls of the church?
Right.
Not impacting the community around
right.
you?
Right.
Come
right.
on, man.
Right. All that.
And I'm not trying to bash people, but I get tired of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the community of Christians. I'm in the community of the world, and I see the difference. I see the gaps.
Mm-hmm.
I see the convictions. I see the accusations of churches. But, like, you got five churches in the hood and liquor stores right there in the corner. How are you making a difference? What you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you go there, you get the good service, you get the good word, and you go home, and you go wait until next Sunday.
And you see a lot, man. You see a lot of churches, man, in neighborhoods, and they're not affecting the neighborhoods at all.
They just
is sitting there.
Why you have three churches in the corner in one neighborhood and nobody's lives have changed outside the church?
Which is very hurtful, too.
It is.
Man.
So I'm not trying to bash. I just want people to understand. Open your minds a little bit more. Think about it. If the churches are to impact the community, why aren't they impacting the community?
Mm-hmm.
If we're teaching the truth for real, how come lives ain't changing?
Mm-hmm. And it's because my thing is, you could still be teaching the truth, but that's all you're doing.
Teaching.
That's all you're doing is teaching it.
There's action that needs to take place. There's
exactly.
action. Bible says love is action.
Mm-hmm.
So if you truly love your community, let's figure out a way to impact the community. And discipleship is not conversion, people.
Mm.
The Bible called us to make disciples and baptize them. When Christ called all the people his disciples, the ones he called the 12 disciples, he never asked them their beliefs. He never asked them. He just said, drop what you're doing and come with me.
Right.
And he trained them along the way. You know, people wanting disciples to be Christian when they come together. That's not the case. That's not how it works.
Right. Right.
It's not. Like, that's not discipleship. Discipleship is training and showing people. You know, I had to learn. I had people, you know, Sanctuary is a Christian nightclub, and I had people on my team that wasn't exactly Christian. And I actually was going to kick them off the team when I discovered that.
Wow,
and then,
for real?
Yeah, and then God said, well, how are they going to learn who I am if you don't take them with you to show them?
That's good.
I kept them on the team.
Right.
And I'll admit, I had a homosexual on my team, and I don't care who judged me. I had him on my team because I wanted him to see the power of Christ. I wanted him to see life change.
Yeah.
I wanted him to experience love behind the scenes in a different version of church.
Right.
You know, I had another person on my team who wasn't sure who Christ was. And I kept her around because I wanted her to experience discipleship. I wanted her to see God working. If you don't know who Christ is, let me show you who Christ is.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you what he's about to do through this. You know,
right.
So stop trying to isolate ourselves because we're uncomfortable with people's beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, man, I'm preaching. I'm done. You're going to play the organ? Man, I just get passionate about that because it's so much out there, man. And it's so many. We already got a lot against us. Why are we trying to turn people away? Like, we're against ourselves, man. It's like we one body, one Christ, man.
I think, man.
It hurts. It bothers me.
It hurts. And actually, man, you know, misery loves company. And who said misery wasn't in the church?
True.
Because you got a lot of folks, man, they are flat out miserable in church. And, you know, and they want folks to be miserable right on.
What I want, man, is people to be freaking real. People, mm-hmm. like I told y'all in an episode before, people in the church, as in the body of believers, they have the same daggone issues that the world has. The only difference is we try to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we try to act like we're better than other people.
Right.
There are people sleeping together in church who ain't married. There are homosexuals in the church. There are people who sleep with other people's wives in the church. There are people who lie, steal, mm-hmm. and cheat in the church. But because there's no excuse, But people are human. But we all need the same God that we're telling y'all that y'all need.
Right, exactly.
We all messed up in our ways. We got messed up. I got messed up ways. Pudge got a lot more messed up ways than me.
Shut up. And, we got some comparable messed up ways.
I just want to take a shot at Pudge.
I caught it, though. Normally, I'll be like, yep. You know what I'm saying? Not even catching
it. But the point is, y'all, people can't see what Jesus is doing in your life if you keep on hiding your struggles, hiding your things. We got to get to a point where we can be transparent with one another and stop acting like we got to be perfect to come to God. Because we need God because we're not perfect. That's hands true. Down. That's nobody true. In church, from pastor to the back of the church, is nobody perfect.
Right.
I know pastors and I know regular members. Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody perfect. And people struggle. People have issues. We have all kinds of issues. We all need God. So understand that nobody's perfect. We all have issues. Let's own our issues and move on and try to get that help and healing. If you're not admitting you have issues, you got people thinking they got to be perfect to come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And who name somebody that was perfect when they came to Jesus? Because correct me if I'm wrong, but he was looking for the nasty, disgusting, trifling ones, the thieves and the murderers. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what he was looking for to be become his disciples. So I'm like, you know, and which cracks me up when people be like, I'm trying to wait till I get right before I go to church.
Yeah.
You ain't going to ever get right.
Exactly.
You're going to die trying to get right.
Exactly. You never get
right. When you leave this earth, you still going to be something about you that's not right.
Because the folks in the church ain't right. Why are you trying? That's how they present it. They want you to come to church, but when you come to church, they want you to be where they are spiritually, and it's a process.
Yeah. And that's where...
They want you to look like the cookie-cutter Christian.
But that's where the agape love comes in at. Because my thing is, like, how you going to pressure somebody to be what you want them to be like when they just walking into the faith? Like, that's just like somebody who just walked into the faith, just got saved, and they need to work on their relationship with God. But yet, you got them on the choir now. Mm-hmm. You got them in this ministry and that ministry to where they done got saved, joined the church, and got right to work, but don't have no time to really focus on the relationship with God.
Exactly.
And then you trying to figure out why they confused when they go somewhere and then hear another religion talking, and it kind of like stirs up curiosity because their foundation in Christ ain't firm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, just to taking your time with people, showing them love, number one, and then having patience with them. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean... Some people, because what a lot of folks don't realize is the minute you accept Christ, you just turned your back on Satan.
Yeah.
So he going to put whatever he was doing mm-hmm. to keep you trapped, he about to put in extra overtime now, because now he got to work to try to get you back. Before, exactly. He wasn't working at all.
Exactly.
He was just giving you whatever advice you was weak to, and then that was mm-hmm. it. But now, you think he's just about to give up just because you done gave your life to Christ now? Nope. So a lot of times it gets harder.
It gets harder.
And people don't realize that. So...
Yeah, we got to show more love, people. And also, when you get saved, you become a new creature. That's what the Bible says. When you get saved, you become a new creature. So mm-hmm. if you're new, you're learning.
Yeah.
If you're new at anything, you're going to learn. It's not a cakewalk. It's not something you just get saved, I know everything now. No.
Right.
But we got to stop trying to separate ourselves from the world in the sense of physically separating ourselves. Separate ourselves by our relationship, how we handle things.
Right.
People, you know, bosses, we're in the world or not of it, and people take that and run with it. Like, we can't hang with secular people no more. We can't hang out with people because this and that. And, you know, after a while, you're going to have a little Christian bubble, not reaching nobody but each other, just ministering, and it's going to die out.
And it still cracks me up that people say stuff like that, like, you can't hang with this. What did we just say about who Jesus was hanging with on a regular basis?
People are Pharisees, and they don't even know it. You know? Anyway, man, I don't know why we got on. Hey,
I don't know how we got there.
Holy Spirit, somebody need to hear that out there. I thank God for the message that came through us today. Mm-hmm. Pud, you got anything else, man? Because we can close it out.
Nah, I'm good, man.
Thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. I appreciate all the love y'all show us. Check us out. We are on Wednesdays now. Well, we're on every day that y'all want to listen to us, but our new episodes air on Wednesdays now.
Okay,
awesome. Air on Wednesday, Wednesdays before 12 o'clock. You always get a new episode from Crosstalk Radio. Crosstalk podcast@gmail.com. Hit us up. Tell us what you think, what you don't like, what you do like. We want to interact with y'all. Hear what you got for us. Hear any new topics you might want us to discuss. Anything. We can help you with anything or pray what you pray for you. Pray. We got you. Hit us up. Check us out. We're on TuneIn, iTunes. Buzzsprout.
Mm-hmm.
Buzzsprout. That's on Buzzsprout. So hit us up. Buzzsprout. Crosstalk.buzzsprout.com is our official site, but we're also on iTunes and TuneIn. We're still working on getting us on other outlets as well. We still hear you. We still got you covered with the video. Like I said, I'm trying to get the studio to the point where we want y'all to see it. What's presentable. Right. We got a little bit more stuff to do it here. But it's coming, y'all. I promise you, it is coming. We're going to do our eating things since me and Pudge get our income tax checks back. Then we can actually go to the restaurants and
eat big.
Make some things happen, huh?
Right. We're going to eat big, too. You definitely going to eat big.
Yeah. So we're going to do that up for y'all, too. But of course, we love each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all the prayers you sent up on our behalf. Mom, thank you for all the nice texts you sent us about how you felt about the show. Thank you for questioning certain things we do. So I love the interaction.
Mm-hmm.
I love when people keep us on our toes. We are faithful to our fans. We do hear you, we do respond. Hit us up. You got any other concerns? I don't have to tell my mom that. She always hits us up, man.
She gonna hit us up regardless.
If we forget her shout out, we gotta get a call. We say a certain word she don't want us to say on the air. You know, she'll hit us up about that. So we are being watched and we are being held accountable. We do need it and we do appreciate it. I just wanna make sure our fans know, our friends, listeners, family members know that we do appreciate y'all.
Right.
We really, really do.
Right.
It's a two-way street. We give y'all the stuff, y'all keep on helping us. You know, we love y'all, man. Seriously. You don't think that we don't pray for our listeners, even the ones we haven't met. Like, you know, we can't pray for everybody by name, but we do pray for all of our listeners. I know I do. I know Pudge does. Right. Just by his spirit, I know he does.
Right.
But we are truly, truly, truly thankful for each and every one of y'all. But anyway, without further ado, let's get the shouts, man. Shout out to all Crosstalkers worldwide. Shout out to my mom, Dorothy Brown. Shout out to Brandy. Shout out to November. Shout out to Ramil. Shout out to her homegirl, Alicia. Shout out to Brenda. Shout out to Stone Mountain, Georgia, still rocking with us. Dublin, Georgia, San Jose, California in the building. Shout out to Atlanta, Georgia, Graysonville, Maryland, and shout out to Kanye. Shout out to all our new listeners coming through. I know y'all telling each other about eight people about us. So I know y'all are here. Shout out to Love Voice Studios. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Puss. Steph, what?
Steph Swig.
What you say? Nah. Do it over.
I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Puss.
Cross Talk.
Radio.
Peace.